Welcome back to the Negotiating Committee podcast. I'm Jeffrey Peterson, chairperson of the Negotiating Committee.
Hi, I'm Sandra Morrow, a member of the Negotiating Committee.
Welcome to our negotiations update for negotiation session 12. We made significant progress this week.
At this stage of negotiations, we are more confident sharing specific details of tentatively agreed upon sections. Let's review discussions and overall progress to date.
This week, we tentatively agreed to Section 8, Hours of Service and Improved Premium Pay for 14-Hour Duty, Double Out Rest, and 48-7 Operationally Impacted. Overduty pay is tabled for economic discussion. We updated service deadhead times, clarified hard stand procedures, and clarified positive contact. We were able to achieve the same evacuation opportunities afforded to pilots in 8S. Base turn connection time was reduced to 1 hour and 30 minutes from 1 hour and 45 minutes. We also adjusted rest provisions to be FAA compliant and incorporated the addendum, settlements, LOAs, and MOUs.
We broke Section 10 scheduling into three parts for discussion and agreed on 10A through Q. We ensured line holders have a minimum of 13 days off in a 31-day month. The process for flight attendants not meeting government requirements for stations in foreign countries was clarified. We also added the ability to waive 48 and 7 to 26 and 7 on RON and codified the ability to waive 48 and 7 to 24 and 7 at domicile during bidding.
In Section 15, Leave of Absence, we agreed to expand leaves related to serious incidents and improve bereavement leave of absence, adding miscarriage and stillbirth. We eliminated forced maternity leave timeline. Leaves with coordination were clarified, and we incorporated the addendum, grievance, and LOA.
We tentatively agreed on Section 27, General Association, by clarified applications of CB pay for company meetings and codifying monthly in-flight training committee meetings.
We agreed to a few letters of agreement this session, including the Fatigue Risk Management Plan, where we updated and incorporated an existing LOA. We also agreed to an LOA on instructor scope, ensuring regulatory training will only be taught by qualified flight attendant instructors for the duration of this contract.
Another LOA was agreed upon, allowing the Management Immersion Program to expand to in-flight. It currently exists for most other work groups. With this agreement, management can perform limited duties on board as a peer, such as picking up and sorting trash and recycling, completing pre-departure service, delivering 80 meals on the way to Honolulu, and more. Management remains under direction of the A flight attendant, cannot occupy jump seats without FAA certificate, and cannot perform safety duties. Flight attendants are also protected from single source discipline related to this program.
This week we proposed eliminating the 480 and 960 TFP thresholds and replacing longevity PTO with a sixth week of vacation at 25 years of service.
Discussion continues on five additional sections, including 10R through S and 10T through FF, scheduling, sections 12, exchange of sequences, section 16, sick leave on the job injury, section 30, training, and section 32, attendance policy.
Several sections have been tabled for various reasons. Section 9, junior availability, and premium open time is tabled because management currently refuses to pay Protect canceled premium pairings despite comparable provisions in the new pilot contract.
Section 11 reserve is tabled because management currently wants to erode self-assignment provisions and seeks to expand AM reserve airport standby utilization. We are also demanding better ER compensation.
Section 14, vacations have been tabled because we are pushing to reclaim the sixth week of vacation at 25 years of service with no minimum TFP requirements.
Section 36, jump seat and pass privileges, which is new, is tabled because management currently refuses to codify the current retiree pass privileges.
Section 37, commuter policy, which is new, is tabled because management is currently unwilling to expand commuter protections addressing IROPS and the new jump seating pilot super priority over other commuters and non-revs with weight and balance.
Let's review overall progress to date. We have tentatively agreed to 32 of 45 sections, setting them aside to revisit later if necessary. Five sections are currently being discussed. Five are tabled, and three sections remain.
General details on each tentative agreement can be found on the negotiations dashboard on the Contract 2022 website. Once negotiations are finished, we will publish complete language for each section when there is no longer potential for changes.
That's everything from Session 12. Stay up to date on all negotiations resources on the negotiations website, contract2022.afaalaska.org.
Our next update will be published on April 21st after negotiation session 13. Thank you for staying engaged in the process.